Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number five, Ofcom forces BT to up compensation for bad service to broadband providers. At number four, Sainsbury eyes £440 million saving after bringing IT back in-house. At number three, BAA suspends fingerprint biometric security system at Heathrow Terminal 5. At number two, IT workers being bullied, says union. And in top spot, police build national database of mugshots to help CCTV policing. And in that story, the police are developing a national database of mugshots that can be matched with CCTV images to enable police to easily pick out potential offenders. The system is being developed as part of a pilot scheme involving the forces of Lancashire, West Yorkshire and Merseyside. The pilots have already generated a database of more than 750,000 facial images over the past 18 months. Now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. Tony Collins reports that a deal struck by the government's CIO, John Suffolk, and the Cabinet Office could save the public sector billions of pounds by supplying networked supported PCs at around £1,000, which is half the Gartner benchmark used for pricing PCs. The government has said the initiative will save at least £300 million across the public sector each year, or £3 billion over 10 years. Cliff Saran reports that tools hire firm Speedy Hire expects to save £2 million over the next 6 years after rationalising the way it licenses Microsoft software. Cliff, what did Speedy do?
Well, Speedy has basically made its IT procurement a lot simpler. It used to have 10 people managing procurement, and at the same time it had a Microsoft Select agreement. Now, select agreements are really good because you can kind of buy in bulk, you get a discount. But because 10 people were managing the purchases of Microsoft licenses, each of these people were doing their own thing. So what happened was Speedy would end up spending much more money than it needed to, and it could have benefited if it had a central procurement team. So basically what they've done is a centralized procurement. Now they have one team that manages the whole of IT procurement in terms of the Microsoft licenses. They've also renegotiated their Microsoft license, and they looked at the server products, and they've licensed those as an enterprise agreement that's site-wide, so 3,500 users or whatever, all the servers, all licensed on a enterprise agreement. And they looked at Microsoft Office. Now, not that many people, certainly not 3,500 people, use Office at Speedy Hire. So they've licensed those through a select agreement, which allows them to license on an individual basis. And it's worked out a lot cheaper. And I think over the next 6 years, that's how they're going to make their savings.
And what are the lessons to be learned?
Well, the first thing is, if you do have any form of Microsoft or any software company's discount licensing scheme, make sure that you're taking full advantage of it. So the first thing is, you know, if you buy a PC or PCs, you don't need to buy a license for the operating system, for Office or whatever, because sometimes that software is already included in the select agreement. So when you're buying new PCs, make sure you don't buy the software. The second thing is that you have to really take control of IT procurement, and you really want one central IT team to manage that. If too many people are managing it, there's room for error, and again, you will lose out on the licensing deals that you have struck.
Also in the latest edition of Computer Weekly, Ian Grant reports high street retailer J. Sainsbury is on target to save £440 million a year after bringing its IT back in-house. There's a news analysis from me on the benefits of the new British standard on business continuity, and another by Cliff Sarum on the internet standard designed to make it easier for users and commercial software companies to build social networking applications. You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.